You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor.
Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
Hello, friends. I'm Lee Brown, and welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where you just never know what you're going to learn, hear, and absorb, frankly. So today I've got Matthew Sullivan. He's going to talk about a new process he's created for folks to unlock the equity in their own primary residence. So if that's of interest to you, or you just want to hear a really amazing British accent, stay tuned in. All of his information's in the show notes, and I will see you on the other side. So before we get into all the equity part, tell us who you are and what you do and how you landed on Crazy Shit in Real Estate, and give our listeners a little bit of backdrop on Matthew Sullivan, besides the fact that you went to visit Vietnam in 1990.
Well, there you are. That's my only claim to fame. That's all I've ever done.
There you go.
But no, I'm originally from the UK. I moved to the US about 8 years ago and landed in Orange County, California, moved to just north of Salt Lake City in Utah about a year ago.
Nice.
And so this, don't tell anyone, but this is probably the best place on earth. So that's a bit of a secret between you and us.
Okay. They ask questions now if you're moving from California. And so all of my California clients are like, we don't want to be the last ones out. And you're just trying to make sure you attract good freedom-minded people who want to do things with their life to come join you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, we moved here because COVID hit in, so about a year. It was just
Friday the 13th in March. Just remember, it was Friday the freaking 13th.
Well, that's right. Yes. So all of those of you who don't believe that the move is a true, think again. But no, so we're now in a place where we've got lots more space and the kids are riding around on their dirt bikes and bicycles and doing crazy stuff with the aid of petroleum and lots of moving parts in search of an oil leak, which is the best way, I think, to actually grow up as a child. But anyway, so my background is entrepreneurial, which means that I am completely unable to hold down a job. And
we had to make one.
Exactly. So, but I fire myself regularly for all sorts of different reasons. But no, so I have enjoyed every moment. I mean, it is still exciting to be here, to be in the US. And hopefully every day I sort of wake up and don't lose track of that, and that it doesn't become just another day in paradise. But
you can't, because this is the last great bastion of entrepreneurism on the planet, and we must protect her. So every day you wake up and you say, God bless America. And then you go recreate yourself every day. So talk to our listeners and viewers about what kind of an entrepreneurial space you've landed in. And we'll get to your crazy real estate story in a minute, but obviously behind you, they can see Quantum Real Estate is Get Equity Freedom. So tell them what that means and give us a little bit of insight on your journey so we can then talk about the craziness of real estate as relates to that.
Well, we came across, so when I moved here, having been involved in finance and technology and telecoms for the last sort of 25 something, 30.
Wait a minute, years. Including Lucent. Do you remember Lucent?
I do. Previously, I think, yeah, I remember Lucent because they bought company that I used to work with, but Lucent Technology, a little red sort of circle.
Remember, it was a hot stock and then it crashed irredeemably and still hasn't come back.
I think there's a few of those in the sort of early 2000s. All the UK telecom stocks, all the alternative providers did the same sort of perfect parabola when it comes to their share price. They ended up where they began, which was... But yes, I had... My background was really just building platforms. I was involved in the internet. I had a VC-funded company back in the sort of late 90s, early 2000s, when the internet was this thing that people really didn't know what it was and what it could be. And before that, I'd spent a few years working with Sir Richard Branson at the Virgin Group. So I was involved with Virgin Clothing, Virgin Cosmetics. And I was a trustee of the London Ambulance, which was... Yeah, so I was heavily involved. I wasn't a pilot, but I do have a helicopter license. So occasionally they would let me fly the London Air Ambulance, which was the equivalent of being able to drive a Formula One racing car if you are a Formula One addict. So it was a dream come true. But working with Richard Branson was fantastic and eye-opening. And God, I wish I could go back and do that again. But so no, I've had a very interesting career. Lots of ups and downs, lots of things that didn't work, a few things that did work. But when I moved here, one of the things that I had always wanted to do was get involved with real estate, because it's something that interested me but sort of passed me by because I was involved in the businesses that I created. So the first thing I did when I came over here, I set up a real estate crowdfunding company. So hot on the heels of the Jobs Act, I had one of the first real estate crowdfunding companies that really gave me a rapid introduction to US securities laws and real estate and online platform. So it really blended everything that I'd worked on beforehand, met some fantastic real estate partners that I still work with today. But as part of that journey, I came across this really interesting and challenging asset class, which was the equity in owner-occupied homes. And I came across this company that's not around anymore, but what they were trying to do was find mechanisms or structures to unlock the equity or access the equity in single family homes that were owner occupied without debt. So I was thinking, God, this is fantastic. All sorts of challenges associated with that from an asset class perspective. But about 4 years ago, we set up Quantum RE because we thought we'd found a solution. And I'm still as excited today as I was when we first founded the company, because the world has changed and now all of the stars are aligned. So the product that we have, which I can tell you about in a bit, if I'm invited to do so, the time in terms of what's happened with the world, what's happened with house prices, what's happened with consumer debt, what is happening with technology, and the education process has begun to sort of slowly grind forward. So we're very excited about the offer that we have and the problem that it solves. And most importantly, I'm most excited, Lee, to be invited on your podcast. Life could not be better.
All right. So to create a product that unlocks equity in an owner-occupied home, there has to be a reason you decided to do that. And in real estate, almost every reason, even the ones that are driven by the motive to create profit and create value, generally go back to some personal story, to some need that was created by a human and the things that real estate does in people's lives, because it's the wildest thing ever. And you've seen this of every financial risk that we take in every financial transaction. They're all fairly money driven, cut and dried, except for real estate, which is just bound up in all shades of emotion. So go back to the beginning of this concept. And can you share with us if there was a story, a human, a scenario that caused you to say, man, I can create a solution to that through this idea?
Well, I think really there wasn't one significant moment, but the reason that this was attractive and interesting from the beginning when I started having these conversations with people about this was, as a homeowner, I mean, I'd been a homeowner in the UK since I was in my early 20s. I think I bought my first house when I was 21, sold it a year later for twice the amount I paid for it. And I thought, this is easy. The subsequent transactions weren't quite as good as that.
Yeah, that's right. Spoiler alert, people. We're not guaranteeing that your first house that you buy at the age of 21 will double in value, but we don't poo-poo the luck, but don't expect it. But carry on.
But it was, again, I just caught there was this sort of wave of buying interest. So it literally, I bought it for 27,000, sold it for like mid-50s, couldn't believe it. And so I'd been a homeowner all my adult life. I don't think I am an adult yet, but we can always live in hope. But, you know, we say for 30-something years. But again, biggest problem that I'd ever had was there are times as an entrepreneur when the cash isn't flowing in. And so you think, well, actually, I've got this house. It's gone up in value. There's tons of equity in there now. But how do I get it out? So I'd always had to go back to the bank and they're checking your credit score and you're crossing your fingers. And then you get the note that says, yes, you've been approved. So you go, yes, yippee, I've been approved for someone to lend me more money. And you just think, well, that's all back to front. So you increase your debt, your mortgage goes up and you get the capital that you need, which was actually yours anyway. So all of these things are things that I went through as a homeowner. And when we were sort of discussing how we could create a large scale program to address that problem, it was like, well, yeah, it is a problem. And I want to do something about it because there's nothing better when you're trying to create a business than to find a solution to a big problem. And so it was driven. The reason I wanted to do this was because I really and still do feel that it is a massive problem, not just in the US, but everywhere that I've ever been, where houses go up, but the wealth that you're supposed to have is locked in the bricks and mortar of your home. And guess what? The only way as a residential owner that you can get your hands on it is to go back to the banks and beg that they please, will you lend me some money? So the sort of rebel without a tie part of my character loves the idea of creating some sort of disruptive solution to that. But also the experience that I've had in building businesses is, well, it's not going to work unless you're actually solving a problem. But this really does solve a problem. So the human story is the combination of all of those things. It's something that I really wished that I could do because I know that as a homeowner, I would have done that. You know, I would have bit the guy's hand off to his ankle if that was offered to me.
So going back in your earlier years, obviously most people do have to entail some kind of debt to get their first piece of real estate. And we refer to that in positive ways and think about it as leverage. But in reality, as you said, it is debt and you owe it back. So you were 21 years old when you bought your first property. How in the world did you make that happen at 21? Because right now we're in a world where people throw up all kinds of excuses. But as we know, there's a way through if you're determined to find it. What was your, did you save money with a second job to get the down payment? Were you doing seller financing? What was the secret sauce?
No, it was a combination of the bank of mum and dad who, so the deposit I remember was £1,368. For some reason, that number sticks in my mind. But at that time, that could have been $1 million. But it's not a huge amount of money. So it was a 5% deposit. So the value of the home was like mid-20s. So we had to put 5% down. We could get a 95% mortgage. And I had a job. I was working at that point. So I'd left university. I was working for Pitney Bowes, selling franking machines and this new thing called a fax machine, which was incredibly difficult to sell because when you're trying to sell a fax machine, the person says, well, who am I going to fax? Because no one else has got one. So you have to wait a little bit for these new technologies to catch on. But I had a salary and that salary times the multiplier gave me just enough to be able to borrow enough money to buy my home. So it was literally down to the last nickel. But bought the house and then became an ad hoc electrician, plumber, mason, carpenter. And I just feel very sorry for the people that bought the house afterwards because it was probably not going to, they probably would have had all sorts of carpentry, plumbing, and masonry problems afterwards.
It's okay. They should learn those skills too because Exactly. people don't generally know the trades and they should get busy with that. Okay. So before you tell us more about the solution you've created to unlocking equity, on this show, we talk about crazy stories in real estate. And so you didn't fall into my trap when I was looking for a story about equity. So now you're just going to have to tell us a crazy story. and let people say, what? And generally, it's the kind of story that you would tell over a glass of something, adult beverage or water. And somebody says, man, what have you seen in your years dealing in real estate? And you'll say, you're never going to believe this. What's that story?
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be a terribly exciting story, but when I was at university, after I just left, I thought that I was going to flipping houses as a career, because I thought I'd done a bit of work on my house, and my old landlord said, by the way, I've got these new houses and they need doing up. So I said, okay, what I'll do the house up and we'll go 50-50 on the proceeds. But I then spent the next sort of 3 months effectively rebuilding this house that was then sold for less than he paid for it. Rebuilding it meant going in. So I was like 21 or something. So I was in there every day before work and after work with my paint and my, these are things that I did. First of all, to repair the walls, because as you start peeling the wallpaper off, the plaster falls off the walls. So you have to repair the plaster. So in order to make the plaster set faster, because it was in the winter and there was no heating in the house, I poured boiling water into the pot, put the plaster in, mixed it up, at which point it instantly set. So I had a stick in a bucket full of plaster that was solid. So I then tried to use concrete instead of plaster. So by the time I got to the other end of the wall, the bit at this end had actually fallen off the wall. And so it was just disaster after disaster. So I ended up spending thousands of pounds trying to do this house up and got nothing back, which effectively vaccinated me against fixing and flipping at a very early age. And I just hope that that is a, it was a lesson to me. It took me several decades to sort of recover from that. So it's just not all roses. So having made that money in my first house, it's not, they're not all the same.
It's not what you see on TV, friends. I mean, when you watch these shows about fixing and flipping and Love It and Listed and Property Brothers, they're very entertaining. They're very infrequently correct and accurate, because making money in that space, you have to buy it correctly. You have to have the ability to put some sweat equity in, because that matters. And you have to have a market that will absorb it when you're done, unless you're intending to keep it as a rental. So with that being said, concrete on a wall was a terrible idea that would probably only be undertaken by a young person who doesn't know how concrete works. That's a great visual. Thank you very much. All right. So in the last minute or two we have here on the show, tell our viewers where they could learn more and what you're doing to help them unlock equity, because people do have businesses they want to start with their equity, or they have kids they want to put through college. There's lots of reasons people tap into the equity. It's not just to use your house as an ATM, but it is often to take your journey into another place. So what did you figure out, and where can they find out more?
Well, we have now helped hundreds of homeowners unlock millions of dollars. So it's real. There's all sorts of questions that you're going to have. It's too good to be true. How come you can allow money? So all of those questions and the answers are on our website, which is quantumre.com, quantumre.com, which is exactly, I mean, I always find it difficult. I think, I got it right. Well done. Yes,
normally. Got it. You pointed correctly. I was doing the same thing. I'm like, it's this way.
Yeah, it's this way. Yes, like trying to sort of draw your name in a mirror. But again, we have a calculator on our website that gives you a rough idea how much we could unlock. Most importantly, we have human beings that are available by picking up your phone and dialing a certain numerical code, which we tell you at the bottom of the website. In other words, our phone number. Give us a call if you've got any questions. We can speak to you. We can take your details, explain how it works. And these programs provide you with capital for up to 30 years with no monthly payments ever.
So it sounds like a reverse mortgage or some kind of a product.
It has similar characteristics in the sense that you get cash today with no monthly payments. But the big difference is there is no debt. So it's not a mortgage. With a reverse mortgage, what you're doing is you're just stacking up the interest and it's eating into your equity. And you've got to be over 62. The cost of a mortgage is very expensive. This is a way of unlocking equity that you have. And the way we get paid is by taking a share of some of the appreciation in the future. So we don't take any of your existing equity. It's just if your house goes up in value, we'll take a share of some of that future appreciation. And so the risk is very much the thing that we get in terms of people's objection is, why would I share in some of the future appreciation? That's the only real objection we get. People don't do this if they don't like the idea of giving away something that they don't yet have. And that's because we're connected to equity. It's a very psychological connection that's sort of drilled into us at an early age. But frankly, equity in your home is an untapped, single, concentrated asset. So our view is, find a way to diversify out of that single asset, unlock some of your equity, and use it to do things that benefit you far more than simply going back to the bank and borrowing money.
And let's just point out, that's the whole point of the free marketplace in a capitalistic society of ideas. If it sounds ideal to you, dive into it and learn more. If it doesn't, then don't. That's what we're talking about here. It's something that becomes an available option for somebody who may need it. So if you're interested, learn more. All of the information for Quantum Real Estate is in the show notes for this episode. So you can click away, learn, ask your questions. But Matthew, thank you for coming on the show and chatting with me a little bit to share with me what you're doing. And I feel pretty sure that there's listeners out there that needed to know about this option so they can do their research. And I appreciate you bringing it to light.
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure being on. Thank you for having me on.
All right, friends, if you learned something, or even if you didn't, that's a 5-star payment you can leave me with a comment and share with a friend who needs to know this. And particularly if you have people in your life who do have equity in their houses and need to unlock it for some reason, share this with them so they can go do their own research. And then make sure you tune in next time, because you never know what you're going to get over here on Crazy Shit in Real Estate. We'll see you.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more Crazy Shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.